Hello? My phone's not working. Hold on. Melbourne Shore. It's Pluck a Chicken for Chase Shopping Centre. I can't hear you. Some kids squealing in the background. Off mute. Yep, correct. Thanks.
Hello.
I thought he'd be going. He had his eye on you. He was checking. He's just at the Glen.
Oh, you asked him where he was. Just
now. That was quick. If he was at the Glen, because that wasn't that long ago.
Mm.
That was a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, Brandon's usually better trying to make
it. Say again?
Friday's
usually better driving down Springvale Road. There's less traffic on Friday. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you picking Russ up tomorrow night?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. He'll be here on his own. We're out here at 5 o'clock. Everybody.
Oh, like, I mean, just everyone.
Well,
I set the alarm off at work as well. Yeah. Trying to put the code in. You know.
I saw that answer, fucking it's you. It is all fucking you. See, Angela will not be here tomorrow night to say no. I wanted to go at 5 or 5:30. It's emergency light. That's only a fucking light. I'm only winding Angela up. It's the guy come in and they press it and they let it stay on for half an hour or something and come out and fucking turn it off. I've tried to turn it on and off, but it just, yeah, fuck it. What are you benching now? Yeah, what do you mean? You can tell a fucking mile away.
No, you've
always...
basically all my friends are big, so
Do you know why you don't look right? Because you wear bulky clothes.
I do wear that.
If you wear tighter clothes, you would look fucking massive, so you would.
But,
yeah.
We worked here, I guess. We lost, 2 times, and I
Oh, wow.
I think it works. Orange is always
in
the yes. Yep. The modem's on. I have had so much trouble with Melbourne phone. I've been here 14 years, and we changed with these guys because the guy was supposedly giving me a good deal, which ended up costing us more than the guys we were with. And I have had nothing but trouble with this whole system. If you look at my history, you can see the guys have been great, been on the phone helping me out. But it has just been problem after problem. Now, I'm meant to be left here at 5:30. I'm stuffing around doing stuff like this here when I've got a meeting to go to tonight, and I can't go to it because I've got to do this. But I'm just okay. Modem's off. You there? Modem's off. Turn it on again. Why do we have to keep doing this? Constantly having problems with this. I have turned it on. Thanks, man. Yeah, I need to get going, love, too. So, like, I'm in a hurry, too. Well, if I'm not here, how'll I know whether you get through or not? I was meant to be left at 5:30. I've got a meeting to go to. But we've had customers come in telling us that this isn't working. From now on the phone at 5:30. Sorry? Nah, just keep all the questions until we get the whole thing through. Yep.
The phone ring envelope.
Hold on, make sure it gets through. So basically, all I've got to do is turn the modem off and turn it on again. But how do we know? Unless customers come in and tell us that it's not working, we don't know it's not working. Yeah, that's not good, but yeah, all good. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time. Beautiful. Appreciate that. Thanks. Bye.